So how do we do this? Well, the good news is 90% of what we need is already in your smartphone. In fact, that smartphone is probably a lot smarter and a lot more capable than most people and powerful than most people realize. It's basically a supercomputer in your hand with access to a lot of peripherals. GPS receiver, three-axis motion sensors, barometric pressure sensors, etc. You can start imagining that this device can actually replicate a lot of what information is provided to the pilot in the aircraft panel. Okay? And then we add things, of course, like it's very, very capable of communicating with the pilot. Visually, the cues I mentioned before, audibly vocalizing commands like push, those sort of things. And it can connect to other devices like the Apple Watch for doing things like haptic feedback, the vibration, etc., in those situations where we need more. Or using Bluetooth to communicate with other devices, whether they're head-mounted displays, other haptic devices, other sensors, etc. And of course, it's very adept at pulling information from the web, aircraft performance specs, airport information, runways, that sort of thing, and weather data. Okay, so we have access to lots and lots of data. So what about the other 10%? Well, the good news there is that we have a lot of devices around and in the way of a wireless Bluetooth sensors like I'm showing here. Okay, this is an example I've been using. It's, as you can see, about the size of a quarter. It uses a coin cell battery that should last for about 100 hours. And in fact, this device is smart enough to tell me when I need to replace that battery. And using this, I can extract airspeed, angle of attack, and outside air temperature and add those to the data I already have from the phone. And it's available for about $80 off the shelf. I don't have to invent anything. Completely assembled, programmed, etc., right off the shelf. Now, to use this, we need to place this in the airstream. So I have created a few 3D printed examples of sensor mounts. I've got a couple that I've created, which are differential types. Again, the sensor mounts inside that will bond to the leading edge of the wing. I've also created a model that slides onto the pitot tube. It's a vane type. Okay, so you can pick your solution. But the benefit of this also is that I know there are lots and lots of better solutions out there that people could invent. And we should use some open sourcing to help with those sort of things. The good news here is that since it's wireless and since it's based on software, we can incorporate those solutions very, very easily. So let's talk a little bit about the software. One of the big benefits for the software is that it's updatable. And we all know how to update apps on our phones, okay? So we can update it for lots of things, including new learnings about accidents, accident statistics, accidents prevention, that sort of thing. We can update the app for those. Same sort of thing with the AI that I've talked about earlier. We can update the app, the AI information based on those accidents to help detect even more accidents. And we can also improve the user interface as we learn more about what works best for pilots and from their feedback. Same sort of thing with Bluetooth devices. This is an example of what's out there today. I know there'll be better ones out there tomorrow. With software, we can incorporate new ones, all right? New learnings, new capabilities of Bluetooth devices. And we can also add additional sensors. This device here actually can be used in the engine compartment to monitor engine temperatures, RPM, etc. So we can add sensors if we want to this solution and simply update the app to take advantage of that data. And of course, as smartphones get better and better, we can take advantage of all of those advances as well by updating the app at any time. So let me summarize. How well does this meet the goals of the program we've got? Well, it's affordable. Like I said, 90% of the solution is in your hand already. And the rest of it's available in small wireless devices for about $80. It's applicable. This device, as you've seen, mounts on any aircraft, any amateur-built aircraft or whatever, with no wires. And therefore, there's no modification to the airframe and no wiring required. And with artificial intelligence to detect a wide variety of loss of control situations well before they occur and multiple modes of warning the pilot about those, I believe this is also going to be very effective at reducing loss of control accidents and deaths. And a side benefit, as I mentioned, is it's future-proof, right? As we learn more, as we have more devices come out, even head-mounted displays or whatever, we can incorporate them into the solution very easily with updates. So that is the virtual pilot, the vision that I've got for it. It's the AI app that can save lives. Thank you.
Pat or Greg? Greg?
I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to use this because you're still carrying a brick phone, so you can't update any apps.
I have no idea.
Same as my brother, yeah. He wouldn't know what to do with it.
If I clip on the sensor to the pitot tube, how does adverse weather, especially icing, affect all of the reliability of the data? You know, if I come through an icing layer right before I'm landing or something to that effect.
Great question. Haven't done that testing yet. I think we need to do that analysis. The good news about 3D printing is that, in fact, this particular one, I've actually created channels to help channel the water so it doesn't come up into the system, but not tested yet. Great, great question.
So how much testing have you done?
Done a lot of testing with the actual connection between the iPhone and the devices, sensor devices, but haven't done any airborne testing yet at all. So that's
our next plan for air testing? How would that unfold?
Well, I think the first thing to do is, I have a lot of questions about whether a leading edge mounted device is going to work. Okay, so we need to actually try it on some aircraft and put it on there. In fact, if you'll notice these two different devices, I've got one that comes out a little farther. We need to understand the airflow around the leading edge to see how that's going to work. So I think that's the next step, is really see how we get that data from these various types of devices.
Can that data be stored so that I could use it as a quasi black box in the event of an accident or incident?
Absolutely. It's an iPhone, right? I can store reams and reams of data and analyze them later if I really want to.
So Ken, this is really interesting to me, but AI implies learning, which then means that we need training data. So if you don't actually go out and stall the airplane and do bad things, then I think this would learn what's good, but not necessarily what's bad.
No. So there's machine learning and there's AI. Okay. Machine learning means this thing is learning about the environments and making changes to the software on its own. AI means I pre-program in scenarios that I know about that will happen. Things like the density, altitude, things like these turns to final, et cetera. So we pre-program it, and that's the AI is there to start looking for those, knowing that this is what it should be looking for. We can do some machine learning, like I mentioned earlier, in watching acceleration rates for this aircraft. And I know by watching that this aircraft is not new, right? It's not performing up to the specs that I pulled off the web as a new aircraft. So it's a little bit of both, but mostly the pre-programmed AI, and again, with apps updates, we can add new AI as we learn more about that.
Have you done any other apps that you've brought through fruition?
Well, actually, in my past life, yeah, I've done quite a bit of this stuff. Not iPhone stuff. I've just really started on the iPhone stuff, but I've done a lot of programming. That's kind of my background from long ago. I started with punch cards, I'm sorry to say, but yeah.
And I don't know if Charlie ask this or not, but if you win this prize, what is your next step or steps in taking this to the next level?
I think you already hit it on it. It's testing of the devices, really. Right now, I know they communicate really well with the iPhone, but I need to gather that data in real time. And then we can start looking at what's missing, what are we getting really well, what are we sort of not getting as well. And again, trying that on basic different configurations of what is the best way to do this. Is it leading edge? Is it pitot tube? Is it something else altogether? I can imagine even that I could paste one of these to the top and one to the bottom of an airfoil and say, yeah, I can gather differential pressure sensors that way because it's wireless, right? It gives me lots of flexibility, but that's probably the learning thing to do next.
So in gathering the data off the app, I'm at Telluride. I'm pulling what, TAF data or some data into the app that it's then going to do all of the aircraft performance calculations to tell me whether or not the density altitude is too high for the airplane. So
right.
it's gonna have that intelligence to be able to do that.
Exactly. It's been gathering data as you're sitting there, right? It knows what the wind is, whether from the METAR data or whatever, even from the airspeed indicator out there, it can gather that data in real time and make that analysis.
So you talked about engine failure guidance, and so I take it as artificial intelligence, you'd be using manufacturers' performance models for that, is that right?
Right. We start with that, but again, we can do some machine learning to watch what happens with this particular aircraft and learn from that and make adjustments to that as we go along. So lots and lots of potential for doing machine learning as well as the AI.
Just real quick, one last question. What kind of alerts am I going to get when I'm out of parameter? So if I'm blown through an airspeed or I get into a stall condition, what kind of alerts am I going to get through this system?
Well, again, fully programmable, but I'm looking at starting with things like push. You know, angles of attack's too high. We talk about push. We talk about a boarding a runway takeoff when the acceleration is too sluggish.
But is that coming through my app on the phone?
Yes, it's coming through the phone and through whatever audio system we've connected to as well.
So I've got to have something reliable all the time.
Yes, yes, definitely. This is the host for all things. So it needs to be on the panel where you can see it and plugged into your audio system either through Bluetooth wirelessly or directly plugged in one or the other.
Thank you. We're out of time, guys. Appreciate it. Nice presentation.
Thank you.
That was Ken Hall, the virtual co-pilot.
Good luck.
Evening. Okay. I guess we're all having to upgrade our phones now. iPhone, you know, Samsung 10, whatever's coming out for the latest thing. So technology is pretty fast. And it changes every day. We get a new iPhone, and the next thing we know, it's out of date.